2 Chronicles chapter 9. And the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, and came to Jerusalem to prove Solomon with enigmas, with a very great train, and camels that bore spices and gold in great abundance, and precious stones. And she came to Solomon, and spoke with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon explained to her all she spoke of, and there was not a thing hidden from Solomon that he did not explain to her. And when the queen of Sheba saw the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the food of his table, and the deportment of his servants, and the order of service of his attendants and their apparel, and his cupbearers and their apparel, and his ascent by which he went up to the house of Jehovah, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thine affairs and of thy wisdom. But I gave no credit to their words until I came, and mine eyes had seen. And behold, the half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me. Thou exceedest the report that I heard. Happy are thy men, and happy these thy servants who stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. Blessed be Jehovah thy God, who delighted in thee, to set thee on his throne, to be king to Jehovah thy God. Because thy God loved Israel to establish them forever, therefore did he make thee king over them, to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and spices in very great abundance, and precious stones. Neither was there any such spice as that which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the servants also of Huram, and the servants of Solomon, who brought gold from Ophir, brought sandalwood and precious stones. And the king made of the sandalwood stairs for the house of Jehovah, and for the king's house, and harps and lutes for the singers. And there were none such seen before in the land of Judah. And King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatever she asked, besides what she had brought to the king. And she turned and went to her own land, she and her servants. And the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, besides what dealers and merchants brought, and what all the kings of Arabia and the governors of the country brought of gold and silver to Solomon. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. He applied 600 shekels of beaten gold to one target, and 300 shields of beaten gold. He applied 300 shekels of gold to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. And the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with pure gold. And the throne had 6 steps, with a footstool of gold fastened to the throne. And there were arms on each side at the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the arms. And 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of precious gold. Silver was not of the least account in the days of Solomon. For the king's ships went to Tarshish with the servants of Huram. Once in 3 years came the ships of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. And King Solomon was greater than all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and clothing, armor and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, and he placed them in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And he ruled over all the kings, from the river as far as the land of the Philistines, and up to the border of Egypt. And the king made silver in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars made he as the sycamores that are in the lowland for abundance. And they brought to Solomon horses out of Egypt, and out of all lands. And the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the words of Nathan the prophet, and in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo the seer concerning Jeroboam the son of Nebat? And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead.